It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
You probably don't even remember how to put heels on.
I do. I don't. I mean, I haven't worn them in a while, but, you know, it's one of those things. It's like riding a bike when you're a shoe girl like me.
I know, but that's your favorite thing ever.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Put stupid shoes on and go somewhere.
It's funny you would say that because I had dinner with some friends recently, just in the neighborhood, like a diner, and I wore heels. And everybody was in sneakers. Everybody was in flats. And it was a diner. And they were like, why are you all dressed up for a diner? I'm like, bitch, I haven't been out of the house any place nice in a long time. I am wearing heels wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a doctor's appointment. I wore heels too.
You have an excuse to put pants on and heels.
Yeah.
So you're happy about that.
Yeah. I had this really pretty new dress that I bought right before COVID that I haven't had a chance to wear. It only goes with heels. It's not the kind of dress you can, I guess you could wear it with sneakers, but it looks like you're trying to be a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been getting dressed for like stuff I don't need to get dressed for. And I almost wore heels to the supermarket
Recording
the other
in
day.
Progress.
You can't wear heels to the supermarket.
Well, I almost did because here's why. Again, right before COVID, I bought a great pair of platform shoes, like not even heels, but like platforms. They were gorgeous. And they're like these 6-inch red. They're gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? They're comfortable. I'm going to put them on. My boyfriend was like, no, you're not wearing those to go grocery shopping. Take those off now. So I wore them to a dentist appointment. And the hygienist was very impressed.
Because without appointments, you have nowhere to wear shoes.
Yeah, I mean, no one's really going out much in New York now. And New York has become really casual. Like, I can't believe we went out for dinner. My mother's birthday was last week. And we went out to like a really nice restaurant, like high end, beautiful. We went to Tavern on the Green. Haven't been there in years.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people at Tavern on the Green that were literally in just like they were hanging out in Central Park with a sleeveless shirt like you have, shorts, sneakers, and were like just rolled into Tavern on the Green and spent $60 on a steak, dressed like they just got out of the gym.
Because that place is not cheap.
Oh, no, it's really expensive.
Right.
But that's the thing. But the location, it's in the middle of Central Park. So the question is, can you hang out in the park all day and then go grab a bite? Look, if you have money, what do you care? You know, that's how you can tell people really have money. They come in looking like shit. Then there's people like us that get all dressed up. we look like such tourists. Like, we get all dressed up to go out and have, like, fish.
See, but you have to walk. You can't drive to Tavern on the Green. You have to walk.
No, you take a cab.
Or you can take a cab right to, because I had to walk to it.
Well, because you don't know New York City. There's an entrance right on 67th Street, and Tavern on the Green, right in front, it has a big cul-de-sac, like a big circle. So you drive right in.
No, so people drive in, they say, how much is it? And they drive right back out. That's why the driveway looks like that.
That's why they have a circular driveway.
How much is the steak? $60. Thank you. That's why when you go to houses and the house has a driveway like that, that's why it's like that. How much is the house? Okay, thank you. You just keep on going.
Bye-bye. But I mean, I have friends now that are so desperate to get dressed up and go out that they're going to each other's houses and getting all dressed up. And I know this because they post on Instagram. I'm like, wow, where are you guys going? They're like, the couch, nowhere. Like, we literally had another couple over and everybody got all decked out and sat on the couch and we had some champagne and we ordered in some pizza. And we were all like we were going to a wedding.
Yeah. So this lady has a hack how to wear shoes, heels, for more than 6 hours at a time.
Ooh, do tell.
So she went and she's got a hack now on TikTok. And let's see if you can do this so you can wear heels, I don't know, for more than 6 hours. So
okay,
you take this spray, you spray it all over your feet.
Okay.
It's that cream.
Asper cream with lidocaine
numbs the pain away. Then you can wear heels all day long.
Oh, she's brilliant. Wow. I have stuff like that if you get a burn. Like if you're in the kitchen, you burn yourself. I have something like that. Wow, that's brilliant.
So now you got to use them on your feet. So put it on your feet before you put the stupid shoes on, and then you can wear them longer.
I need some for my heart. I need to numb the pain in my heart. I need some for my emotions.
Because when you go out, you have two sets of shoes. You have stupid shoes, and then you have not stupid shoes that you wear if you want to like walk.
Right. That's what I do. Because a lot of times, well, when you and I were going to events, we'd have to park really far away because nobody would save us. We'd be hosting an event and they would never save us a spot in front of the venue. We would have to park 19 towns away and walk over.
Mm-hmm.
So I got used to carrying a pair of flip-flops or Birkenstocks with me, and I walked the 6 miles to the event. And then I put my shoes on once we got to the event so I can look nice in my little outfit.
Yeah, because them leaving us a parking spot, no, they wouldn't do that.
No, it's unreasonable.
All right. Remember Grimace? He's the big purple thing.
Yeah.
From McDonald's.
McDonald's guy. Yeah. What happened to him?
He's Ronald's friend.
Yeah.
So really, you haven't seen Ronald McDonald in a long time.
I haven't.
No, they don't do commercials really with him anymore. It all started. Remember when the clowns were coming out and scaring people and killing people?
Yes.
They kind of cut back on the clown thing.
Right. After It came out.
Well, after It came out and the stories were going around and people were like, well, I don't think Ronald is that cool anymore.
But remember, there was that rash of people that were dressing up as clowns and scaring people.
Yeah.
And they were like in the forest or in the woods, or they'd come up to people's window. It became like a thing. It was like a clown was seen and it was some weird random location.
So now they're going back and saying, well, remember the Hamburglar? And, you know, I can figure out where he came from. He's a guy that steals hamburgers. Right. And Ronald McDonald, I get that.
The Hamburglar would steal hamburgers from McDonald's, from the place that he was working. He stole from work.
That is true. I never thought of that.
Yeah, the Hamburglar worked for McDonald's. He was hired by McDonald's. And I know that because when I was a kid and we used to go play in the park that they would have, the McDonald's park, there'd always be a Hamburglar statue or Hamburglar something. And he would steal the hamburgers from his job. So he taught kids stealing from work is a good thing.
And just stealing from McDonald's, period, is a good thing, I guess, because the guy wore a mask and stole things. Okay, so I get what he is. I get the clown thing, and was the monster. What other monster was part of McDonald's? I don't know. Grimace was the purple thing.
Yeah.
So what was Grimace?
What was Grimace?
Yeah, what is Grimace? What animal is he? What is he supposed to be?
Oh, that's a good point. What was Grimace? I mean, I guess a monster.
Yeah, we never thought about it. So a guy.
Does somebody have an explanation now?
Yes, we finally know what Grimace was when you look at him, because a guy who owns a bunch of McDonald's in Canada finally told people what he was.
He got to the bottom of this Grimace mystery.
Yeah, somebody said, what is a Grimace? And the guy went, oh, yeah, what is a Grimace? A Grimace is a taste bud.
Oh, what? They never told us that all these years.
If you take a taste bud and you zoom in on it, it looks like a purple dinosaur or purple monster thing.
Oh,
he's a freaking enormous taste bud.
Yes. Right.
We never knew that. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. I mean, all this time, I thought he was maybe like the grape flavor, like a piece of like a grape flavored something dripping, but they didn't have anything there that was really grape flavored.
Yeah. Never thought about it. Hamburglar makes sense. Ronald doesn't make sense, but okay, we'll buy it.
He's their spokesperson. He's a clown. We get what clowns are. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When it came out in the '50s, they put a clown in it and people liked that. But right. Grimace, we never thought about it. We went, oh, look, happy, fun monster thing.
And all these years, because if you think about it, like Barney the dinosaur, he's Barney the dinosaur and he was purple. So you're like, was he related to Grimace? Were they related somehow? Maybe cousins? So people were like, is Grimace a monster? Is he a dinosaur? People kind of thought that maybe there was some connection because you see something big and purple, must be a dinosaur or like, you know, Snuffleupagus, something, some made up kind of animal. But the fact that he was a taste bud is, I was today years old when I learned that.